When it comes to gun dealers, there is no state that has more red tape already without this than the state of Illinois. We go through FBI, we go through ATF, and then we go through the FOID system. And for everybody in this room that doesn't understand how the FOID system works, you are literally, anybody with a FOID that would include FFL dealers, is literally background checked every day of the year. If you have a concealed carry card, you are literally background checked twice every day of the year. Again, I understand your intent, and I appreciate your intent. But again, the fundamental issue here we differ on, and that's how we fix this. In my mind, the best way to fix this is we need to start holding these criminals that commit crimes with guns accountable. And the way we do that is we hold the judges that allow them to plea out and give them lesser sentences, hold them accountable. It's no surprise that most of the gun crimes committed out there are by recidivistic criminals. They are criminals that commit a crime and get out and do it again. And then they get out and do it again. And it perpetuates this again and again. So let's go after the criminals and make sure we are sentencing them and punishing them as hard as we can and set an example. And for the judges that are letting these people out on plea deals and on parole, shame on them, and they need to be held accountable too.